You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Annuities come in many flavors. These include fixed, immediate, fixed index, and variable. While we would never recommend a variable annuity because of the potential for loss of income, the other three types of annuities, fixed, immediate, and fixed index, are a valuable and wise addition to an investment portfolio. So, let's explore these. A fixed annuity operates similar to a CD at a bank. An insurance company guarantees a periodic, set payment as well as a minimum interest rate. The second type of annuity, an immediate annuity, acts like an individual pension plan. An income is guaranteed for life regardless of age, and you have the potential beneficiary options as well. Now, the last annuity to cover, the fixed index annuity, are very popular today because they protect investment dollars while offering a share of the market's upside. Your return is based on an equity index such as the S&P 500. So, steer clear of variable annuities and remember how fixed, immediate, and fixed index annuities operate. But before pursuing any specific investments, remember to be sure to have a clear understanding of the good, bad, and ugly, and mentally establish an exit strategy before you invest.
You, your loved ones, your time, and your money. That is what you've got to take care of. Everything else is details. It's true now, and it's true when planning for retirement. So let's start with your time, John. Since our listeners are going to have 30 to 40 years of retirement to enjoy, how do we plan out our time?
Number one, have you researched what you're looking to do as far as activities during your retirement? A lot of our clients are looking to travel. Some of our clients are looking to relocate, somewhere warmer. Maybe doing some cabining up in the mountains or doing some fishing trips, world cruises, things like that. Have that goal. See what you're looking to do. Today we live in a transient society. A lot of our kids have moved away. Some of them are in different states. Some of them are different ends of the country. In fact, we had a client in here last week. That was her goal. She's moving out to Arizona because her daughter got a job out there. And she moved out there about 3 years ago, so she wants to get out there closer to the grandkids. So she's retiring herself in June, so she's going to move out there. So, we see that all the time. So, have plans, have a goal in place. A lot of people like to move out of Illinois. where we live here, the joke here is we live in Crook County. Our taxes are high. We're living in one of the highest property tax areas in the country. So, a lot of people are looking to obviously get out of here. They're sick of shoveling the snow, like we are here in the last few weeks. Have a plan in place and know what you're looking to do with it.
Now, this is something that I've heard my parents wonder about because they've been considering moving out of state in order to reduce the size of the house, reduce the number of things that they need to worry about. They're wondering, do they need to change financial advisors when they move states?
Well, true. And that just depends on obviously who their advisor is and what the situation is, whether if they are licensed in the states that they move to. We have clients in many different states here that we work with, especially today with the advent of the internet and phone calls. Once you set a plan in place, it's pretty much yours and it pretty much is on autopilot. You can make some tweaks here and there. We could usually do that over the phone. A lot of people, what they're looking for is how they're going to supplement that income in retirement.
Oh, that's true.
Are they going to take it from their pensions? Are they going to get it from Social Security? Will that be enough? Do they have to get a part-time job? What kind of hobbies are they going to do? I'll tell you right now, one of the things that's becoming more and more popular, should I say, for retirees is Uber. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of clients with the guys just come in and they want to get out of the house. They have a decent car. They get out for a couple hours. They work at their own schedule, driving people around. They're meeting new people. I think that's, very prevalent because, I've actually had people who've been retired. They definitely don't need the money where I've used Uber myself on several occasions coming from airports or getting picked up here and there. And a lot of them are retired people. They're just using a few extra dollars, gas money, entertainment money, get out on weekends. Yeah, but just keep them active in retirement. I think it's a thing that people definitely need to plan on looking at what are you going to do. Whether it's going to be a job, whether it's going to be activities. A lot of my clients love golfing. So, they just plan on quitting and going on the golf course, which is great too. Obviously you got to have your financial affairs in order to do that. So again, it's all about planning. The earlier you start, the better you'll be.
Well, this brings up a very good point. If you're excited about golf, think about what your entire golf game is going to look like. You're not just looking at the first hole. You're planning to play an entire 18 or maybe first nine, but you're planning out that entire game rather than just going out for one hole and deciding afterwards whether or not you want to play on the next hole. Get your entire plan together. Put together that successful 18 holes of retirement, as it were, by sitting down with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services. The number is 800-477-1135. Get a second set of eyes on your plan so you know you are in the right place. So now we've got what we want to do with our time. Now, once we know what we're going to spend our time on, it's probably not going to be free. So even staying in and reading, you need to keep the lights on, right?
Unfortunately, Kip, more people spend, and Americans today spend more time planning their vacation than they do planning for their retirement.
That's true.
We say that over and over again, but it is true. You know what I mean? But to have these conversations with spouses, you have no idea how many people come in our office on a day-to-day basis. I ask them, okay, how much money do you need in retirement? And they don't even know what their monthly bills are. I mean, that's the first place you need to start. Okay, you know what the bills are coming in. You know what you need to stay in the house, keep the lights on, put food on the table. You know, if you are going to have that game of golf, you know, you have to have your disposable income. But choose them options and have that conversation with each other. You know, talk about a lot of people spend time with family and friends in retirement. I mean, pretty much they have a close relationships. They're in the same circle of friends. Like I said, you have your golf buddies. You know, or the ladies go out a couple of times a week for lunch, or you have the bingo things. Or like I said, go visit kids, go visit grandkids. You know, or travel across the country. Do things that they haven't done throughout their lifetime.
Absolutely.
But they both have to be happy, and they have to be on the same page about it. Because in the last 3 or 4 weeks, honestly, we've had a couple of clients that came in. Clients of mine for a few years, but the husband has retired. He's a little bit older. The wife is still working. I mean, you kind of see resentment sometimes with spouses when one guy quits, or whether it's a wife or husband. You know, they retire before the other one, and the other one is still working for a few years, where there's keeping the health insurance in place in the house, you know, because they're maybe not of Medicare age. But there are different things. And I mean, the golden years sometimes are not as golden as people make them out to be. It's all about the planning going into it. I think that it's like going into a football game. You got to have your game plan in place. Otherwise, you start winging it, it could lead to a lot of problems.
Certainly, if you think about the Olympics, you don't just stumble into a gold medal. You put the work in ahead of time. You put together that training regimen, and then that pays off in the long run. That's how you get to the gold in the Olympics, and that's how you get to the gold in retirement.
Absolutely. Everybody who wants to come on the radio show, we'll give you Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. We'll do a complete income plan analysis for it. We'll sit down and see, okay, exactly how much money you need on a monthly basis and which bucket of money to pull it from so it reduces your taxes. We do a complete Social Security analysis where we'll maximize your Social Security benefits for you as far as making them choices. Also, Kip, when our clients come in with certain dollar amounts, we provide them with a will and a power of attorney for finance and for medical. And if they come in usually with over $500,000, our estate planning team here provides them with a free living trust so we can help them avoid the probate process and help them, you know, where we can set up these charities and wherever they want to put them.
The number to call to reach John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. He's right there in Hickory Hills. Very easy to sit down with him and go over your entire financial picture. Now, I do want to continue this conversation. We've talked about your loved ones, your time, and your money, but there's still the most important concern left. You will be back with more on that in just a minute.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Credit scores. They affect your ability to buy a home, rent a car, and sometimes even get a job. But when was the last time you actually checked your credit score? Did you know that federal law entitles you to a free credit report once each year from the three major credit bureaus? These are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And there are three ways you can request your free credit report. You can call 877-322-8228. Again, that's 877-322-8228. Or you can write to Annual Credit Report Service, P.O. Box 105, 281, Atlanta, Georgia, 30348. Also, you can visit www.annualcreditreport.com. And to maximize the benefit of getting 3 free scores a year, you might choose to spread them out throughout the year so that you can get an up-to-date credit score every 4 months.